Blog Talk Radio.
Step aside from the business of our daily duty to come to you, to ask you to cleanse us, O God. We need a cleansing from you, O God, because we recognize on this journey without you, we are nothing. Rather, we ask you, O God, to help us, O God, because you said, thou shalt keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because trusted in thee. Lord, we want that peace in our life. And you promise us that peace, O God. Not that this world gives us. Today's peace and then tomorrow's war. The peace that you give is a peace that lasts forever. We need you, O Lord Jesus, because we recognize that your presence in our life is more important than anything else. Oh, Jesus Christ, this evening, we pray, Lord, that you bless us. And we will not let go. As Jacob said, I will not let go until you bless us. And the blessing that you desire to give to each and every one of us is to turn us away from our input. Father, we just pray, oh God, that you'll help us, oh God. We pray for your blessing upon this spot of ground. We pray for each and every one that is coming, that you grant them journeys, mercy. Father, pray for every presentation, oh God. That your Holy Spirit will baptize each and every one of us on you. Because that's what we need, oh God. You promise us this, oh God. That you promise us of your Holy Spirit. And we need not just a measure, but we need the fullness of the Holy Spirit, so that we can live above this world. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. In Jesus' name, we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Yeah, gratitude of, in our hearts, let's continue in the presence of the Most High God. Heavenly Father, here we are, continuing in your presence. We just ask you, Lord, to fill our minds with your love. Renew our minds and help us be, Father, Lord, to recognize you, Lord, that when we go against you, your way, we will go against and reverse you, Father, Lord, and self and acting out our principle of self-worth against you, self-sacrificing love. Help us, oh God, to allow your Holy Spirit to baptize us in you. We plead for your Holy Spirit, Lord, because without your Holy Spirit, we won't be able to recognize you, calling for ourselves and our need. So here we are, humbling ourselves and just asking you, Father, for that fresh union in our mind, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers in evil and high places. Lord, we just continue to give you thanksgiving for all that you have already done and how mightily you have worked in our lives in the past. And we just ask you to come again, dear Father, by your Holy Spirit. Anoint each and every individual here tonight, Lord, with your good and fresh baptism and peace, Lord. We ask you to seek for peace in our minds. Continue, Lord, to restore us, dear Father, Lord, to the place where you want us to be. Because Christ is in the most holy place right now, interceding on our behalf. And we trust, Lord, that you are doing this work for us. And dear Father, Lord, as we continue here on these grounds, the sacred grounds, that we will receive that freshness, fresh loaves from heaven's bakery. Feed us, Lord, until we want no more. Feed us, Lord, because that's why we're here, Lord, seeking, dear Father, from you.
And we thank you for showing up in our lives individually, Lord, and collectively. Bless every individual and every family represented here tonight. We thank you for the speakers and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Presentation.
That was that part? All right.
Whoever may be. And if you cannot wait, you can go and knock off, all right? All right. So, praise the Lord. God is good, everybody. And all the time. God is good, everybody. And all the time. God is good. All right. Time for testimonies and praises. We are in the Sabbath, right? We have welcomed the Sabbath. And I want to thank Sister Powell, especially Sister Carla. Come out, Sister Carla. They've been working diligently and very hard preparing the food since, I don't know, all week. All right? Brother Elder Rick here, and I just want to introduce you some of the members of Advent Life Ministry. If Elder Rick can stand up, Elder Rick is Advent Life Ministry's treasurer. And he's been here since 8 a.m. this morning setting all this up. Sister Paul, stand up. Sister Paul's been everything, treasurer, preacher, pastor, you name it, mother, grandmother. And she's been with us since the beginning. Sister Carla came all the way from Virginia. Sister Carla's been with us for quite some time. And Sister Carla, I was saying to my wife, she's one of the true supporters of Advent Life Ministry. So we praise God for her. And we have Brother Kalik, who's been with us from the beginning as well. Brother Kalik is going to bless us with his presence and his piano. We have, I don't want to forget anybody. Of course we have my wife, you know that. She's going to do a presentation on Sunday on her ministry, which is Fine Linen Ministry. And we have Brother Bernard and Sister May. Brother Bernard is from God Last Missionaries. He's a brother of mine and partner in ministry. We've been in the Philippines together, Belize. Also, Brother Kalik, so we did some missionary trip overseas as well. Not to forget Sister May, his wife, who this is her first time attending, but Sister May has done a lot of work as well in the Philippines together. We've had a few missionary trips together, and we've done some work. We have, Brother Lester, of course. He's been with us from the beginning. Brother Lester, we're blessed to have him here with us. He brought some of the young people from Capital City with him. Stand up. Yes, and they are here, and they will be doing supper school tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Of course, we have Brother Anthony and Sister Vicky, who, wait a minute, that was Advent Life Ministry's first wedding. Stand up. Let me tell you guys, okay? So, we have to school the prophet in Albany, at UAlbany, for like a few months. And Brother Anthony was teaching the carpenter course. He's a carpenter. So he was showing how to do some things. Brother Rick also is a carpenter, and I'm not. So we
you know, and Sister Vicky, I was like, huh, you know, who is that guy? You know, and I'm like, yeah, that's Brother Anthony. So, anyways, almost a year later, they're not married. So we are happy that they are both here together. Amen.
Amen.
And we have Brother Kyle, who's also here. Brother Kyle is here, and he's going to be doing the presentation as well. All right, so we're looking forward to that. And we have,
I don't want to miss anybody. Brother Eugene, you'll get to know him in a minute, because I'm sure he has some testimony.
And Sister James, who's visiting, everybody, we're really delighted. Tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of people. Friday night is usually, but this is pretty good for a Friday night turnout,
I must say.
All right, this is really, really good for a Friday night turnout. So we're really blessed to have everybody. Does everybody feel at home? You feel good? God is good? And all of our new visitors, we would like for our visitors for the first time to please stand up and introduce yourself.
Brother Blackman? Oh, wow. Thank you for having us, for coming. Oh, my goodness. All of them Jamaica. Oh, wow.
We have quite a few members in Ivan Light Ministry from Jamaica. And I forgot Brother O'Neill. Brother O'Neill, stand up. He's from Jamaica. Sister Paul is from Jamaica as well. Brother O'Neill is a part of the ministry as well. I didn't even see him back there. Brother Willis was here last year. Thank you for coming again.
So we hope to see you guys again, and we have a blessed time. And thank you all from Jamaica. You know, God brought you here for a reason.
Is this your first time up at the William Miller?
Sister Kim. Oh, amen. Thank you for coming. Wow. So this is a big family, everybody. You know, and tomorrow we're going to have a bigger family. So, did I miss anybody? And she seems shy. So here's what we're going to do. All right? Testimony time, as Brother Eugene get ready, who has a testimony that they want to tell. Go ahead, Sister Vicky, come up. Thank you. They won't hear you. Because, you know, by the way, we're on Advent Light Ministry Live, so they're hearing through the microphone on the prayer line.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. I just come to praise the Lord and thank God for His mercy and His grace and His patience with love, because without His love, He wouldn't have sent His Son to die for us. Where do I begin with my testimony? So, a year and a half ago, I'm still in the Bronx. I have no idea how my life is going to change dramatically the way that it did. I got in contact with Brother Yudi through Facebook because I knew that he was doing some mission trips to the Philippines, and I know that he's a nurse and I'm a nurse, and I wanted to do missionary work, and he had a camp meeting, and I came to the first camp meeting, and there began the way God was working in my life. Me and Judy and Melissa became very close. Judy's like a brother to me. And, you know, he opened up his home, him and his wife, for me to go upstate and start looking for somewhere to live. And I never imagined I would be leaving this all my life. And here I am, upstate, very rural area, and in Livingston, New York. And so I actually move upstate to where the process began, and I meet Anthony, and I'm interested in Anthony, and me and Brother O'Neill, I think I'm actually much closer to Brother O'Neill, because, you know,
and the fights we had about him being late, going to school with Foster's, and I was going to leave him, and everyone saying don't leave him, and oh man, it was such a wonderful time. It was so great. It was like we were on fire for God at that time, and we were just going here, going there, doing train ministry, and teaching on the train, doing some things, and little did I know that the Lord was working, but, you know, the devil does test you, and he will come to destroy life. And although everything has been so great and everything I ever prayed for, as my friends said, I said the world, when I complain about it, they look at me like, do you have everything you ever prayed for? I never know if I have that peace of Jesus. And recently I've been really wayward. I've been not myself lately with the Lord. I've just been very overwhelmed. I have a very dysfunctional family. My mom, if I just sit here, I won't stop. It's like a lot of demonic activity going on. My family is Dominican Republic, and it's very common to do tarot card readings, and that's exactly what was happening in my family. And we've had a lot of things going on, and here comes my sister, gives birth to a boy, and I raised him. He's 13 now, and he's been the issue in my life right now. Abraham in prayer, he really needs it, like, badly. So here I am upstate, I'm married, I have everything I want, I have a wonderful husband, wonderful support up there, my brother Judy and Melissa, but I still have no peace. And I was speaking to a good friend of mine, and I'm telling her my story, and it just clicked that the story with Jesus, where it was really an enlightenment for me. It kind of like took me on a different approach with God and how I was in my house. And for the last few days, I've been fasting and praying with a sister and brothers and sisters. God is so real. The devil is so real. And we really need to be surrendered. And I just want to thank God for giving me that peace that I need during this time. And for giving me all that I ever asked for and more. And what I really do ask is for a change of heart and character. So that's basically it. Hopefully next year I'll give you more of this testimony. It's ongoing.
Revelation chapter 12. Where are we going? Revelation chapter 12. And notice what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12. And we will consider verse number 11. Where are we going? Revelation chapter 12, what verse? Verse 11. Do we have it? Amen. And the Bible says, and they, who's they?
Saints.
And they overcame him by what, my friend? The blood of the Lamb and the word of the what? Testimony, and they love not their lives unto. So how do we overcome? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our what? Who has a testimony? We'll take one more. Amen. Sister Paul, come up. And we will begin with our theme song after that, which is guess what? Guess what? Is our theme song. 260. Hover on me, Holy Spirit. Sister Paul and the testimony.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Paul. I just want to give God, Sister Paul and also Grandma. I just want to give God thanks for what He has done. He has done great things. And the words cannot express. But when I look and also listen, to the young people, You know, her grandma was when I listen to the young people, from the word from the young people, it brings joy in my heart. The way in which they love the Lord. Brothers and sisters, you may not know. You is actually my son. And this is a little testimony that this young man came to Capital City, Seventh-day Adventist Church, some years ago. And we heard it was the youth of their program in the evening. And we were praying two by two. And I turned my back, I saw Brother Yudi as a young man at the church. At that time, he was going to nursing school. And we prayed together, after praying together, we would build our conversation, our relationship, through conversation, and we share phone numbers. After sharing these phone numbers, brothers and sisters, it happened that I lived to see Brother Yudi came as my son, living with me inside the home with me as my son. And we started this program 5 years ago. Just a few people, you know, Brother Yudi, just a few people. And this program goes that we have groups, that we have people from all over in calling night to night. It was from Sunday night to Sunday we had it. On the Sabbath, we did not have this program. And out of these meetings, I totally, personally, grow spiritually with the Lord by studying the Word and also the prophecy, that is the testimony of Jesus Christ, and to look into my life so that I could look both within the Most Holy Sanctuary and try to strive to be like it. So I just want to give God thanks and praise for Grandma to be here with my grandchildren and with everyone, Brother Rick, Brother Yogi, Brother Dexter, Brother Kelly, and my other son down there, Brother Bernard and his wife, Sister Melissa and Baby Caleb, and the big wedding just gone the other day for Vicky and Brother Anthony and brothers and sisters, Joy. Let us work together because you know what? Jesus is coming soon. And let us share this gospel message because it has to go out. And people are dying. And we have a work to do. I think I heard about Sister James. Sister James, right? I don't know if it's Action James.
Yeah.
Okay, Sister James. Sister James is out there. Welcome, Sister James. I just want to give God thanks. You know, when we are on the line each night, you know, it comes like we are near together. So when we are together, brothers and sisters, let us fellowship. God bless, and let us have a blessed 2 days in the mountain. Amen.
Amen. And by the way, the prayer line is from Sunday through Friday, but no Wednesdays, and it's from 7 to 9 p.m. And Brother King James, which is Sister James' son, preaches every Sunday night. So the number for the prayer line, write it down, because everybody's got to start calling. This is our prayer line camp meeting. And we have a lot of people who couldn't come this year, but there's going to be many more tomorrow that's going to come. The place is going to be full tomorrow. So it's got, the prayer line number is, what's the caller? I'm bad with numbers. 347-527-6240. What is it?
527-6240.
347-527-6240. Yes. Oh, we changed it. 319-527. 6240. All right, 319-527-6240. What I have here, you see what I have here? This is the original Review and Adventist Herald Miracles by Sister Ellen G. White. And I'm just going to read a few paragraphs before Brother Eugene comes to us to speak. Well, guess what he's going to speak on? You'll be surprised. We're going to have a prayer workshop. We're going to study on prayer. I just want to read this. Very powerful. Oh, I'm going to be reading from this tomorrow morning as well. It's about the camp meeting. Listen to this, my friends. It said, you guys know I love the spirit of prophecy, right? It says, the last evening we enjoyed upon the Noah campground at the time, the Lord blessed me with unusual freedom in speaking to the people of the necessity of having Jesus in their company as they return to their home before we leave. It says, I spoke of the importance of coming to such meetings. Listen, my friend. I spoke of the importance of coming to such meetings with a mind to work for their own salvation and that of others. Did you hear that? We have to come, we have to leave this meeting with a mind to work out for our own salvation and for the salvation of others. I'm continuing. They should have the object before them of earnestly seeking for a deeper work of grace. What are we to search for? The work of grace. And a more thorough knowledge of the truth. That they may be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh a reason of the hope that is in them with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Listen to this. Here is the take home. Are you ready? There can be no influence so detrimental to a camp meeting gathering for religious worship as much visiting and careless conversation. Did you hear what the servant of the Lord said? By the way, who's speaking? No, right here. Who's speaking? Jesus. So Jesus says, the most detrimental thing you can do when you come in a gathering like this is to do what? Is to have careless conversation. We are on holy grounds. Continuing. Don't forget this all throughout the rest of this gathering. Continuing, it says, frequently men and women assemble in companies and engage in conversation upon common objects, which do not relate to the meeting. What shall we be speaking about? Christ. Some have brought their forms with them. What does that mean? Our work. Are you listening, my friend? Did you bring your work with you here? Leave it. Some have bring their farms with them, and others have bought their houses with them, laying their plans for building. Some are dissecting the characters of others and have no time or disposition to search their own heart. Did you hear what this says? We have not come to dissect the characters of others, but to search our own heart. Continuing, it says, some are dissecting the characters of others and have no time or disposition to search for their own heart to discover the defects in their own character that they may correct their wrongs and perfect holiness in the fear of God. If all who profess to be followers of Christ would improve the time, what time? The time. Out of this meeting, in conversing upon the truth, what are we to converse upon? In dwelling upon the Christian hope, and in searching their own hearts, and in earnest prayer before God, pleading for his blessing, there would be a much greater work accomplished than we have yet seen.
the truth would be convinced because of their good conversation in Christ. The words and actions are the fruit which we bear. Wherefore, by their fruit, you shall know them. And I'm closing here. God gave direction to the Israelites. Did you hear that, my friends? To assemble before him in the place which he should choose and observe special days and at that period wherein no unnecessary work was to be done. But the time was to be devoted to a conversation of the blessing of God bestowed upon them.
So God has brought us here for a special work. And let us search our hearts.
Let us search our own characters and not the defects of others. We're going to pray
as we begin. Eternal God and our Father, as we open up with our first presentation, we ask for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We ask for the forgiveness of our sins. We ask that you will move mindfully upon these grounds, which William Miller studied and worked around the 1800s, 1830s, 1840s, leading to 1844. He was studying Daniel 8:14. Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And through this study, Lord, we came to the conclusion of the right time period, but of the wrong event. And dear Father, you said in Revelation 11 that we must prophesy again. And so we come before thy throne of grace and of glory, asking that you will pour out a blessing through Brother Eugene. As we study prayer, take our minds away from our farms, away from our homes, away from our houses, away from the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, and place it solely upon your word. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. All right, so Brother Eugene is with us, and I'm sure he'll tell you his testimony. I'm not going to say it.
But Brother Eugene has come all the way from Meat Ministry. Dr. Jackson, you know him? He comes from Meat Ministry all the way from Tennessee,
and he's going to speak for us this evening. Amen.
Father in heaven, we'd like to say thank you again so much for us being here. And Lord, your son has occupied the duty now for the moon. And Lord, we ask as your divine presence have walked much earlier. So what I want to do is I'm going to share with you something that happened to me today, and from there we're going to dive right in. But before we dive right in, prior to what I'm going to share, I'm going to read a statement. Amen? So pay close attention with regards to what happened today. And then I'll read a statement, and we'll dive right in. On my way here, yesterday, I rented a vehicle from the airport. And I was leaving. It was approximately 12 on my way. I was on the phone with a good brother of mine. He now has come to the conclusion of disbelieving in the Sabbath, inspiration, etc., because of a particular study he came across. So Fred and I, we were trying to, by God's amazing grace, see what came to this conclusion of his study. But the Lord is still working upon his heart. This is a brother who addresses and speaks the third angel. So it was a quite shock to me. But going forward, all of a sudden my phone froze. And my iPhone crashed. So the iPhone crashed, and I had no GPS. I was on the I-81 in Virginia, and I had nowhere to go. So you know what I did? I kept driving, stopped at the gas station, asked for directions, and kept driving. That was the only solution I had. Not only that, too, I couldn't stop to get nothing to eat.
because it was nearly the sun was setting, and all I saw was mountains and trees, etc. So I had no idea what I was going to come across. I thought buy a McDonald's and grab something to eat because I'm a health reformer, amen? So as a result, I drove all the way to the next day to New York City. Then, 5:45 a.m., as I got to the city, I remember the directions. I remember landmarks and obviously how to get home. And I was on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, and literally, I have a blink of an eye, the steering wheel went off on me, and then I smashed into the divider of the highway, and I spun 720 across three lanes, and two cars dodged. And then, from there on, I came to a state of shock. I was scared, but I raised my voice to heaven. Then, the tow truck came. Long story short, he was surprised that I made it alive with no scratch, even myself. And then he said, wow, you're the second religious person I ever met. He was very ecstatic. Then we got to the Avis dealership, and then they were shocked, even the manager, because the vehicle is finished. As I was leaving, fast forward, and by the way, I'm passing out gold tracks to everybody. But one individual, the manager, she said to me, I thank God that you're here. And I was like, yes, I guess it was a purpose for me to still be here. And then she had goosebumps. And long story short, you know what she said? She said to herself, wow, man, I wish I had this joy, but I'm going through a depression. And then I pulled out a gold track entitled 16 Ways to Overcome Depression. Then I gave her another one, a love letter from Jesus Christ to you. And then I recited to her Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And then she started tearing up. And she said, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. And then I said to myself, maybe I went through the car crash just to inspire you. And the Lord allowed it. And she grabbed a coworker. I gave her a gold track. She said, oh my goodness, this was a divine appointment. And I drove off with a new vehicle. And I said to myself, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to go to that car accident so that someone could be reminded that you have never left them or forsaken them. Amen? Now, can anyone tell me what time it is? I want you to read, actually listen, if you write this down, if you want to follow through your electronic devices, but pay close attention to the book, Temperance, page 237, paragraph 3. Inspiration states, I have heard some, when speaking with reference to temperance, say, this is a minister speaking, I have not time. I have so much time to do in preaching here and there upon the third angel's message and the reasons of our faith that I cannot take time engaged in the health and temperance work. So this brother wants to address every point and phase of the third angel's message. And you know what she says in response? If these men would cut their sermons short about one-third, the people would receive more benefit from them, and they would then have time to speak upon this question. What is the principal application I'm trying to convey? I do not want to keep all night. You know why? Because I love God so much, I want you to speak to Him early in the morning and before you go to bed. So you know I'm going to do justice? I'm going to cut the message short and touch on highlights. Amen? Now, the title of our evening message is The Heart of Prayer and Supplication. Let us open our Bibles to the book of Mark chapter 13. The book of Mark chapter 13. Will you have the same amen for me? Mark 13. And I'm going to read
an article for you. A scientist by the name of Andrew Newberg from the University of Thomas Jefferson. And notice what it states right here. This is NBC News, The Power of Prayer. What happens to your what? Brain when you what? Watch, follow through. It reads, you can see it's all red here when the person is just at rest, said Newberg, pointing at a computer screen showing brain activity. But you see it turns into yellow colors when she's actually doing what? Prayer. Continue. These changes, says Newberg, are signs of the power of prayer to heal, said Newberg. We see not only changes in the activity levels, but in different neurotransmitters, the chemicals in our brain going forward. And finally, because the brain basic body functions like the heart rate, blood pressure, and the what? Immune system, he said, there's evidence to show that by doing these practices, you can cause a lot of different changes all the way throughout the body, which can what? Have a healing effect. This is a Christian scientist doing a study on brain activities when someone engages in prayer. The same responses that take place when the body immune system begins to fight itself, when you get a cold or sickness, is the same activity that takes place in the brain when you begin to pray. Prayer heals the body. Do you see why medical missionary work is largely a spiritual work? If you just treat people with remedies and et cetera, it will not bring healing. Heaven itself will bring healing. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, notice what this statement says here. This is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. Inspiration states, with my soul have I desired thee in the what? Night. Yea, with my spirit within me, I will what? How early? Early. When thy judgments are in the earth and the inhabitants will learn righteousness. Go forward. Psalm 63, verse 1 and 2. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts after thee. My flesh longs for thee. In the dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy what? Glory, as I have what? Seen it in the sanctuary. Wow. My question is, are you hungering and thirsting for communion with God? You know, most people are doing that in the context of seeking a special significant one. Others, a job. To the psalmist, he is hungering and thirsting for the value of prayer. It goes forward, Proverbs 8:17. I love them that what? And those that what? The greatest revelation that God can give to you of how the day is going to pan out is when you see God in prayer. Did you know that Jesus was so emptied himself that he made no time or plans, but he accepted the Father's will at that day. And the Father unfolded to him various individuals he's going to come in contact. Desire of Ages states. Now, notice, what book we are in the Bible? What chapter? Notice what it says here. Reading from verse 34. The Bible states, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servant and to every man his work, commanding the potter to watch. Verse 35, watch therefore, for he know not when the master of the house cometh. At what? At what? At what? And at what? Lest coming suddenly he find you what? And what I say unto you, I say unto all, what? I have a question. Do we know when Jesus is going to come? So according to this context, when is Jesus going to come? When you least expect, or, you said it, any time. Now, we're going to come to a close very shortly. Can anyone tell me from your study
what time did Jesus have his prayer session? Okay. Now, let's go concrete. Can you tell me the time for your session? Okay. All right. Good, good, good. I hear some answers. This is what we're going to do. According to John chapter 12, go there with me, the book of John chapter 12, notice what the Bible says. This is Jesus. John chapter 12, and it says, reading from verse 9, excuse me, not chapter 12, go to chapter 11. Chapter 11 of John, reading from verse 9, and we'll go to verse 10. Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day?" Verse 9, "If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. If a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." Question, how many hours are in a day according to Jesus? According to the 12 hours that are in the day, what did he label those 12 hours as? Day, yes, light and day. Now, the next 12 hours period are considered as the night. According to the Jewish economy, there was 12 hours in a day. It started from 6 a.m., and guess where it ended? 6 p.m., that's 12 hours. So today we have 9-to-5 shift. Most of us go at 10 p.m., 11 p.m., etc. But according to their economy, it ended at 6 p.m. You know when the work started? 6 a.m. Now, follow through. We don't know when the Son of Man comes at even, at midnight, at cock crowing, or at the morning watch. These are the four watches of the night, or the four periods that governs the 12-hour period of the night. The first area we have from 6 p.m. to what? 9 p.m. And that is considered as the evening watch. The next, from 9 p.m. to noon, that is considered the midnight watch. And then we have from 12 to 3, and that is considered the what? Cock-crowing watch. And then you have from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., and that is the morning watch. The Bible says how early Jesus rose up? Early in the morning. So what time do you think Christ began his prayer session? From 3 a.m.
Yes.
Amen. The end of the cock crowing
at the morning watch.
So do you know what time he went to bed in order to do this? Because, you know, by the way, did Jesus violate the laws of health? So therefore, he went to bed on time. So what time did Jesus go to bed? Between 6 p.m. and 9. Daughters of God, page 177, right? Because we're under grace, I'm going to share this statement with you. Amen? Daughters of God, page 177, right? And just keep this in mind. I want to share this with you because it is vital. And it states, I'm going to read it for you in your hearing. This is page 177. I'm going to pull it up. And for time's sake, she says that the hours at 9 p.m. when the lights should shut off. Literally. Today we have grace, amen? Things happen. It is the work of Satan to discourage the soul, but it is the work of Christ to inspire with hope and faith. Desire of Ages 249. So always remember, Satan loves to bring destruction throughout the day, but God will always gain the victory, amen? Now, I want us to look at this real closely as we come to a close. This is Matthew chapter 14, verse 22-23, but verse 23,
The Bible says he went up into the mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there, what? Alone. So when Jesus started his prayer session, it went from 6 p.m. all the way to 6 a.m. So he sustained himself. And keep in mind, he did this in the important parts of his life because our lives were at stake. Amen? Forward. I'm going to read another one. There's many statements where in the Bible it shows how he rose up early in the morning, before day, went out and departed to a solitary place, there prayed. Luke 6, 12 to 13, that he went out in the mountain to pray and continue all night in prayer to God. Notice why he did this. Ministry of Healing, 509, when, speaking of Jesus, prepared from some great trial, or what? Some important work. Question, what did Jesus have to do when preparing for a great trial or an important work? Good, great, excellent, going forward. Would resort to the solitude of the mountains and spend the night in prayer to his Father. A night of what? Prayer, proceeding to what? Ordination of the apostles, the Sermon on the Mount, the Transfiguration, the agony of the judgment hall, the cross, and the what? All these important areas in his ministry, he spent all night in prayer. It doesn't mean you have to do this nearly every other day. He was temperate. He knew that his body would come to the position of breakdown. But because there was an important work of selecting individuals to be with him, he had to spend all night in prayer. This is serious. You know, there are certain decisions in life where you must spend all night in prayer. Did you know that? One of them involves your relationship with Christ and gaining victory over sin. And you know what's the next important decision that will determine your eternal destiny? Inspiration speaks on marriage. When you're selecting someone, you must spend all night in prayer. That's serious. And by the way, how many disciples did Jesus choose and he addressed to them to come follow me? 11. Only one begged him to be a disciple, and that was Judas. And sadly, Brother Judas, we won't see him. But going forward, the Sermon on the Mount, the Transfiguration, the agony of the cross, the judgment hall, and the resurrection. These were important events of why Christ spent all night in prayer. And you know what we're going to do? I want us before the throne of grace. And I want us to see why God is telling us we should pray. When you do not pray, you give open access to Satan to disturb you. Job was protected by God because of life of prayer. Inspiration said if he was not a man of faith, his life would have been wiped out. Did you know it was because in Luke 21, Jesus said to Peter that, Simon, Simon, I've prayed for you, and Satan desired to have you. And you know what he said? He desired to shift you as wheat, but when you are converted, strengthen thy brother. Peter was saved because someone prayed for him. Did you know that you're here today because someone is in the heavenly sanctuary? He is our eternity. I like to say this. In the United States, we have the Attorney General, but we have the Attorney General of Heaven, amen? He is our advocate, and he is pleading before the Father and saying, Lord, give Brother Judy a chance. Father, please give Brother Bernard another opportunity. Lord, remember him. Remember her. This is what the Savior is doing. When we do not pray, all you're telling God is I have more time to spend with my significant other or my friend than you. When we don't receive a phone call by the ones we love, you know what happens? It pains us. Doesn't it pain the heart of God when we don't pray? I'll tell you this. My Life Today, page 16, states, if you'll make voice and time to pray, God will give voice and time to answer. Many of us have not had our prayers answered because we have not had voice and time to pray. Philippians 4, verse 19. Inspiration states that God will supply all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. One missionary stated that God did promise that he'll provide all your needs, but what you don't have now,
what you don't have now is an answer to your prayer. Because if you had it, you probably would not appreciate it or give God the glory. So let us get on our knees and for 30 seconds speak to the glory of heaven, our Savior. This verse speaks of him as the surpassing glory of heaven, as the commander. And let us address to him one of the most essential things that we need this evening and throughout this weekend. Just one thing, not a material thing, but something that is needed in your life, an experience. As Jesus had to spend all night in prayer because he saw that there were souls that needed to be redeemed. Is there something in your heart that needs to be addressed before God? And as you pray, 30 seconds, I will come in and we will close out this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, and happy Sabbath. Thank you again, Lord, that you came and you sat by us, the angels whom you have entrusted to watch over us since the day we came out of our mother's womb, are sitting with us. The book says to Christ states, oh, how a wonder it is for those who claim to be Christians, pray so little. And Father, angels look with amazement that you don't value the time of prayer. Lord, we ask for the forgiveness of our sin if we have been so busy in ministry that we fail to be in contact to the one who is the ministry. God of glory, we thank you for your love and mercy. And Lord, as we depart from here, can you convict us, tap us on the shoulders, and let us be reminded just to have that time with you? Yes, it's great to see old friends, yes. We want to get things done, but Lord, all this is vanity. We have not sought peace. But what's the purpose of going to heaven? For heaven is a ceaseless approach to you through Jesus Christ. We love you, and we thank you that we have a humble man who walked the streets of God, who had joy in his heart, for his theme was salvation with the sin. The Father's pardon love for dying grace. Give us this love. Give us this heart. Teach us to have the right motive when we come to worship. Help us to come in a correct spirit, Father. Help us to direct our minds and not forget that a crisis is on its way. And those who have not endured the seasons and value the area of prayer will not have the faith that requires delay, weariness, and hunger. We love you, richly, Lord. And may those narrow pairs, hands and feet, remind us why we became Christians. In this humble reverie, we would like to pray. Amen. So, I want to say that as we leave here, I want to challenge you. If you may, you can take the challenge. To value, especially those who live in a city, if you can, ask God to give you strength to wake up before the sun rises. I promise you, He will give you a revelation. Amen? He's going to speak to you. Your eyes are going to be illuminated when you open up the Word of God. You're going to value this book more than listening to sermons. Amen? Amen. So, when we leave here, it's good to congregate, but please speak to Him before we end the evening and before the sunrise. Let's beat the birds. Amen? I like to beat the birds, even the insects. Well, do it. Challenge yourself. You'll love it. There's always one or two birds always catches me, so the Lord was like, try harder. But the Lord likes to play around with me. But please, do so, amen? So I want to invite Brother Yudi to give us a schedule as regards to what would take place tomorrow, the time. And by God's grace, I pray we can enjoy the messages that the Lord has to give to His servants.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Eugene. Amen. And we're going to close out for the night. With that being said, what time are we going to get up tomorrow for devotion? Personal devotion. But together, we usually like to start at 6 a.m. for our early morning manna devotion. So we ask that everyone, if you can get up early, tomorrow we will have Sabbath school beginning at 9 a.m. Breakfast is what time tomorrow?
After 7? Okay, so, and then we're going to start Sabbath school at 9 a.m.
And then all throughout the day we have presentations. And then tomorrow, so we should have a schedule posted. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to print it tonight, Brother. I can post it on the screen like we usually do because I think that's going to be best. With that being said, let us close out with our theme song, and then we will have a quick prayer, and then we will retire for the night. Remember, tomorrow morning, come early. So our theme song is 260. Hover on me if you can stand. The bugs are getting a little much. Right. So let's do the first stanza, and then we'll close. Hover on me, Holy Spirit. Hover on me, Holy Spirit. Give my trembling heart and brow. Can't hear you. Let's sing. Hear me. Come on. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed breath. Let's come, oh, come and fill me now. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. As we retire for tonight, we ask that you would wake us up early in the morning. As it says in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, that a great while before day, Jesus woke up to pray. Dear Father, as we meditate upon the words that we have heard tonight, we pray that we will accept your word by faith so that our lives and our minds can be changed. It says in John 1:12, that you would
if we receive you, you would give us power to become the sons of God, even if we believe on your name, which we are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, but of God. So thank you, Lord, for this promise we claim. In Jesus' name. Good night, everyone. Remember what we read. Watch your conversation, right? Watch your thoughts. Watch your words. But we are standing on holy ground. Amen. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. For those of you who would like, I know it's late, and this is, we're not in the habit of doing this this late, but God is merciful because things happen. So if you didn't eat and you traveled all day, please, the table was right there. Everybody, I just forgot to say one thing. Remember, please, the bathrooms, after we use them tomorrow morning, the folks are very grateful by allowing us to use the William Miller Care. They said to please keep it clean after you've showered, if don't leave any paper towels or anything like that. We're going to have to go cleaning them, but we don't want
you know, to be doing the majority of the work. They said the supplies are in the closets in the bathroom. Someone please keep them clean, and also don't leave any garbages around, and clean after yourself, right? Because cleanliness is next to what? Godliness. Clean after yourself, please. All right, God bless.
We want to thank our brothers and sisters for joining Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line this evening. This is Brother Yudi, and we were broadcasting live. We were broadcasting live from our camp meeting, so it is a blessing to be here with you all, and for those of you that were listening, may God bless you all, and good night. I want to say nine. What much time do you usually do? 9:30.
I mean, I could address 9:00.
If we start at